The move is coming. The move is coming sooner than you think. The move is coming sooner than you think. Because you're participating in the move, I'm going to participate in your move. So be steady and move forward. I have it for you. It's a sealed deal, and it's better than you imagined. Praise the Lord. Anybody? I want to say something to Craig. So you are, you can still hold hands. It's okay. I'm not the teacher. This is a good time for you. I see you blessed by association, but then I also see you quickly moving into what gets all this rolling. And I thank you, Lord. You have a quick mind. You're a kind person, and it's easy for God to use you. And the Lord is telling me to tell you, you are fully equipped. Be ready to move forward in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord saying, I couldn't do what I'm doing without you. You are a vital necessity in this great awakening. Be very clear about it. You and I are going in this together, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, God already lining your career up. He's gonna give you the desires of your heart. But there's an alignment coming as you do it. Steady and strong. You will be a fisher of men. There will be people that you will be able to just really nab for God very quickly. You'll say, I can tell you about this. Boom, boom, boom. You're not religious. You don't have any junk to put away. You just know God. And God's really going to use that in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. I see financial provision for you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I see you and the Lord troubleshooting right now. He's going, okay, let's do this and let's do this and let's do this and this and this. And you're someone you want it to be very clear. And so it's going to be. He's with you on that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Any of y'all have something to say to somebody? Thank you, Lord. I've got something back here. So I sense that the Lord is about to give you all some strong direction. You're looking for it, and He's giving it. And you have willing hearts to do whatever He's saying. And what He's about to say might be a little bit out of the ordinary for how you've seen Him work with you. There's still a place where somewhat of it is the same, but a little bit out of character from the way you're used to going. But the Lord says, right now, just stand still, watch me, look at me, and you'll get the answer. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me, He says, because I've got it. And this way, you won't take the long road around. You don't have to take the long road around. There's a shortcut. And you'll fall right into it. See, the Lord is pleased with you. He loves you dearly. And there are some things that He would like to give to you. One of them is there's a very precious vacation coming in the future. And it will actually bring some changes to your lives. There's some things that will be settled deep within you on this vacation. And I mean, it's a good one. Take it, spend it, do it, because God will take care of it. And then there's much work in the kingdom, much work in the kingdom. And the callings of God are without repentance, and they are on all three of you. And there's an awakening, and God has actually lived for this time to see you all come in to these new places. Like I said, a little out of character, a little bit, but you'll love it. Jesus' name.
Pastor?
Yes, go ahead. You have something too.
I heard that the reason that there will be a change, the reason it'll be different is because it's causing a major shift. And so things have to be played out differently because it's going to cause a major shift for good. But it's just going to turn things around in a major shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on one because I want to go down the family here. So you are the anchors. You are not the planet. You are the sun in this. You are the anchors, and you are anchored rightly. Do not make any adjustments except to just look and listen. Doors are going to open for more ministry, more of life that's going to fulfill. But you are not the planet. You're the anchor. Jesus' name. Okay, go ahead.
Karina, I saw you, and I heard the word poised. Saw you poised as Esther. And the Lord says that the scepter is down. It's time to make your request.
Thank you, Lord. That's a good word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Overflow in Jesus' name. It's time for the overflow. Overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You're on a mission field and you didn't even know it. But now you do. And this mission field will grow and grow and grow. You're going to posture yourself in such a way. There's such a winning spirit that is going to flow through you, that there'll be many people around you that can easily make adjustments because of an encouraging spirit that I'm releasing on you today in Jesus' name. Thank you for that spirit of encouragement. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see you, you keep coming up to the same thing. Keep coming up to the same thing. It's time to step over that. It's time to step over that. It's time for you and God to talk about some things. There's change coming for you, and it's good. The favor of God is on your life. There's something you're going to step over. You don't have to consult anyone. Just talk to the Lord about it. I mean, if you need mom and dad's help, that's fine. But I'm just saying, this is something you're going to go, oh, okay, I've got that. You have a teachable spirit, and you're going to go far. You're going to go far in all the things that God is bringing you up in Jesus. And there is an anointing in your mouth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I heard the Lord say, this season that you've just been, that you're coming out of, been unusually busy. And there's just a lot going on, not just at work, but in family and friends. The enemy has stirred up the winds of chaos. But the Lord said, I rebuke that. And he said, you're going to enter into a time of refreshing. And the winds of peace are going to be stirred by the very worship that comes out of your mouth. And he says, to release it even in this moment, it is going to set forth a season that's going to be a lasting season, for it's going to be a renewal. in you.
Are we still online? I want to say something to the people who are watching. This seems like a year that you just might not be expecting much good. On the contrary, get yourself ready. This is a year for you. God is going to do for you. He's rising up for you even now. There's even more coming forth. Tap into that. God is on your side. He wants to help you. He will defend you and protect you and prosper you like never before. Some of you will make changes. Some of you will make changes where you live. Some of you will make changes within your soul. But this year, you're going to see the glory of God manifest in your life like never before. Like never before. This is a good year. There will be correction. There will be direction. There will be everything you need. Perfection. There will be protection. Start with the correction. Humble yourself before God and say, what do I need to do, Lord? What do I need to change?